Trackside of the Foxhall Raceway, and I'm joined by a familiar voice to our matchday programmes, Dean Cox from Speedworth Motorsports. Dean, we'll more than touch on Bank Holiday Monday very shortly, but first just a look back at Speed Weekend, which was the last time we caught up. A very successful weekend and a terrific National Hot Rod World Final.
Yes, it was. I mean, when you think we were here on the press day a fortnight before the Speed Weekend in torrential rain and things weren't looking particularly good, the Speed Weekend turned out to be a fantastic event and it didn't let us down. I mean, we had three individual showers on the Saturday, but fortunately they didn't affect lap times, qualifying or anything that was of significance. And of course, Sunday was a fantastic day weather-wise and we had a blinding world final. Adam Maxwell took a tremendous win, very popular win. It was good for Danny Fisk with a third place for local fans. So, yeah, it was a tremendous weekend. We always plan hard. We put a lot of work into it. And with a little bit of luck, it always works out for us.
We were live here on the Saturday with BBC Radio Suffolk. And we spoke to Danny Fisk and a couple of the local drivers afterwards, disappointed with how qualifying went. But what a turnaround for Danny to start. I think he was in the 20s and then finished P3. That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive. And of course, you know, not taking away, he won the trophy final on the Sunday as well. Danny's been in very good form all year. And I think personally it was because he was taking a bit of a backward step. He was relaxing from the sport. I mean, sadly, he announced his retirement at the Speed Weekend. But I think Danny will be back in the future. But I think, you know, there was a lesson there sometimes that if you do take a slightly relaxed step backwards, things kind of click into place.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he will be back at some point in the future. It'll be good to see him back. In the meantime, Gavin Murray will be making a comeback in the Hot Rod Formula.
That's right. I mean, he's stepped into the Mead Motorsport car that, Danny has put all the development in. I mean, Gavin, as we all know, is a very successful driver in many disciplines. And for us, it's great to have him back on the ovals. He's a local driver. He's very talented. And I think there's a lot more to come from him.
What a lineup you've got in store this Bank Holiday Monday. The raceway today as well. It's Friday when we're recording this and it's absolutely beautiful conditions. I'm just wondering actually whether track temperature will play a part this weekend, but we'll touch on that in a moment. But first up, the record win bangers. You've got round 10 in that formula.
That's right. Yes, we've got a good turnout this weekend. We've got 23 and counting bangers for round 10 of the Whip Street Motor Series. We've got 27 1300 stock cars in the Motor Parts Direct Series, which is fantastic. That's a good turnout of those. And of course, we've got 21 banger caravans as well to finish up with the Demolition Derby. So that's going to take some clearing up. And then, of course, on top of that, we've got about 10 of the UK Sprint cars, which if ever you've seen those monsters before, 10 of those, even on this circuit, is pretty spectacular to see.
As far as the bangers are concerned as well, if you're interested in the World Final in October, this is the place to get your advance tickets on the Bank Holiday Monday.
That's right, yes. I mean, it's incredible to think we're sat here in this heat and sunshine, but really, the 8th of October is looming fast, and drivers, I mean, we've got another qualifying round down at Aldershot on Sunday, and it's all getting very competitive and very serious now. And of course, as you say, Graham, we've got the World Championship here for Unlimited Bangers on the 8th of October. Tickets are selling now. They can either call in at the stadium and collect them or purchase them from our head office in Aldershot. Same with the Gala Night, believe it or not, November the 5th, we're also selling tickets for that now because that's always a very busy occasion as well.
You mentioned the UK Sprint cars as well, which are, I guess, second only to NASCAR in the States. They're very, very popular over there. How will track temperature play a part this weekend? Not going to be quite as warm on the Bank Holiday Monday, but still pretty hot.
Well, as we find, especially at Speed Weekend, track temperature actually down in the bowl itself is always at least 2 or 3 degrees higher than what it is up on the terracing. It's amazing. You go down about 20 feet and then it really does get very hot down there. How it will affect things this weekend, we don't know. But for the Sprint cars, cars it might do, because the sprint cars are running on massive slick tyres. They rely on having heat in them. But of course, these guys, you see, they're driving cars that in the States run on both clay circuits and tarmac. And the guys like to be spectacular. So they do like to throw the cars around here sideways. So even though they're on tarmac and very grippy slicks, the guys like to put on a show and get the cars sideways. So it's going to be interesting to see how they fare in these kind of conditions.
Should be a special atmosphere, hopefully a big crowd. And we've said this before, but there's nothing worse on a bank holiday really than getting stuck behind a caravan. Well, if you come here on Bank Holiday Monday, you get to see a few of those getting smashed up as well.
Absolutely. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, as we all know, but you know, it is a love-hate relationship. But you're absolutely right, we've got 21 of them on the grid for the Demolition Derby. It's a fight to the finish. The winner is the guy that's got some piece or other remaining, and he's the last car driving. So yeah, it's always great fun. It's an event we've staged here many years now. It's always very popular with everybody. It's just tongue-in-cheek, a bit of fun.
Timings for Monday, when should we get here and where do we get tickets?
Well, you need to get here early. I mean, the first race is 2 p.m, but as we always know on a bank holiday, we have a massive crowd here, so I would advise people to get here, you know, as early as they can. You know, the diner will be open, refreshments will be open, we'll be opening the turnstiles probably round about sort of 12:20, 12:30. They don't need to purchase any tickets in advance. They can arrive here at the turnstiles and pay cash or card, debit or credit card. There's room for everybody, and we look forward to welcoming everybody on Monday.